Tender cheeky, safe and warm. There is not can do us harm. Windows bolted, doors are locked. We're secure inside our box. Sleeping cheeky, safe within. Guarded by a watchful friend.
Tender little chicken strips, helpless in a box. Villains lurking in the darkness, testing all the locks. Yummy, juicy, pulley bones, drumsticks and thighs. Predators are watching them with hunger in their eyes. Bad things happen all the time, many things go wrong. Someone leaves the door unlocked and poof, the chicks are gone. Tender little chicken strips, helpless in a box. Villains lurking in the darkness, testing all the locks. Yummy, juicy, pulley bones, drumsticks and thighs. Predators are watching them with hunger in their eyes. Bad things happen all the time, many things go wrong. Someone leaves a door unlocked and poof, the chicks are gone. Bad things happen all the time, many things go wrong. Someone leaves the door unlocked and poof, the chicks are gone.
Pretty inspiring song, huh? You bet. My ears shot up, and before I realized it, my tail was tapping out an urgent message on the ground, telling me that it was time to, well, check things out, as you might say. I cut my eyes from side to side and raised my enormous body to its full height. I felt myself moving towards the fence. Step, step, step. Upon reaching the fence, I went into the deep crouch formation, took careful note of the height of the fence, and sent all the targeting information straight to Data Control's massive mainframe computer. Tense and quivering with excitement, I waited for clearance. At last, it came.
Launch weapon.
Without a hesitant momentation, a moment's hesitation that is, I launched myself into the air, cleared the fence as gracefully as a deer, and made a soft landing on the other side. I had just entered her yard, an action that, well, caused me to feel a certain amount of anxiety and, okay, might as well admit it, guilt. Even though I had entered Sally Mae's precious yard to provide security for the tender, juicy little chickies, for little Alfred's county fair chickens, let us say, I couldn't help feeling a few prickles of guilt. You know how it is between me and Sally Mae. Just the thought of her makes me feel. But on the other hand, I was there on an errand of mercy, right? If Sally Mae had been consulted about this, I'm sure she would have wanted me to stay close to the chicken dinners, to the chickies, the county fair chickens, right? Sure she would have. With narrowed eyes, I conducted one last visual sweep of the yard and surrounding territory. All clear. I took a gulp of fresh air and hurried across the lawny grass until I found myself standing right beside the serving line, the cage, that is, the cage that held the very chickens I had been hired to guard. Yes, they were inside the cage, peeping sleepily, sleeping peacefully. That was good. Growing drumsticks, that is, growing chickens, needed their sleep.